Hey friend, welcome to the Grief to Great Day podcast. Do you feel like you're going crazy? Is the shower the only place for you to really cry? Are you surrounded by people, but you still feel all alone? Do you want to be the you were before your loved one died, but you have no idea how to get there? I'm Steph Cabanis, Southern by choice, wife, turtle triathlete, Jesus follower, and fellow traveler in the journey of grief. I too struggled to breathe, questioned God and my faith, and thought I would never be happy again. But God took my brokenness and He turned it into a breakthrough. So if you're ready to understand how to navigate grief, lean into your faith, and take just one step towards healing, then bring your ugly cry, get into a comfortable place, even if that's your bed right now, and let the healing begin. Girl, there's hope for your future. Come on in the house and join me on that couch. I'm Steph, and this is Grief to Great Day. Thank you for being here. I know this is a podcast you did not want to have to search for, but I hope you always feel welcomed and heard through these episodes. Grief to Great Day is downloaded in over 100 different countries in almost all the continents. This should tell you that you're not alone as you walk out the hardest journey of your life. And it tells me that there's a need to talk about grief from a Christian perspective. If you're listening for the first time and you wonder who Monica is, well, she's the reason that Grief to Great Day exists. She died within 6 months of being diagnosed with stage 4 cancer, but her faith journey changed my life. It changed me. Her story could change you too. So if you want to learn more about dying to be healed, the book I wrote about her crazy faith and undeniable fortitude, go to my website, grief2greatday.com, and click on the book tab. In this podcast, we talk about understanding grief. Like, it's not just about being sad. We talk about how to get through the day when you got nothing left and how to grow your faith, even if you don't want to talk to God right now. So if you're just starting your journey, please know that life will change. It won't always hurt like this. It's important for you to grab a hold of that. So I'll say it again. Your life will change and it won't always hurt like this. This is not to say that you'll stop missing your loved one, because you won't. But you will be able to breathe, to laugh, and to live again. I want to start today's episode with a question. What is holding you captive today? Now take a minute to think about that before you say, well, hello, I lost my loved one. I'm with you 1,000% on that. But what is making you lose courage to continue to get out of bed? Maybe that's the better question. You go through these long days of grief and you wonder if it'll ever change. You feel defeated and angry that your life is no longer your life. And maybe the hits keep coming, a second or third loss in a short amount of time. Maybe you finally found the one to marry and suddenly they're taken from you. Maybe your child and you went through hell in terms of addiction and finally came out to enjoy restoration for a short time before they died. Or maybe your loved one was harmed by someone else, or they even harmed themselves. So how do you unravel that kind of emotion, doubt, and the questions that accompany it? I'll ask you again, what is making you lose courage to continue today? Are you weary in the waiting for life to get better? I found that my greatest emotions were anger, confusion, and fear. And it's entirely possible that fear drove the anger and the confusion. I got stuck in those. And as I got stuck, I fed into them, which made me more stuck. A day in grief felt like an eternity. And a year later, I was disappointed that life was not discernibly different. Yes, there had been changes, but what I focused on was where I wasn't. Not on the progress that I had made. I wasn't okay. I wasn't in control of my emotions. I wasn't working toward a future because I wasn't entirely sure I wanted a future. Today, I want to address the captive part of captive to conqueror. And next week, we're going to talk about the conqueror part. See, both the captive and the conqueror sides of us must walk through the process of grief, the very long, difficult, and sometimes agonizing process of grief. But you will make it, and yes, you still have great purpose. The captive part of us finds it's hard to get out of bed, to function in the world that is forever changed by our loss. The captive part of us adds to our pain by focusing on all the hard things we've been through, by reliving past hurts, by staying in unforgiveness, and rehearsing what someone has said or done to us. I was so good at building a case of how I had been wronged by God, from my childhood to my divorce to my dire financial situation to previous losses and a future that didn't look any different. Adding to that, I stopped eating for health but ate because of emotion. I stopped working out because I was exhausted enough. I stopped doing what was good for me because I stopped valuing me. That, my friend, comes from not knowing who you are in God. And this is not like an epiphany thing. To know who you are in God, it's not like a light switch that goes on. This is time spent in the Word daily. I need you to turn your eyes to a bigger picture and see from a higher perspective that what is happening with you right now, the pain, confusion, overwhelm, despair of loss, is also a spiritual warfare. See, the devil's plan for you is to kill, steal, and destroy. I want to give you a couple verses around that. 1 Peter 5:8, be sober-minded, be watchful. Your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour. What a great time to devour faith-filled Christians when they are in grief and questioning their faith. 2 Corinthians 10, 4-5 discusses spiritual warfare, and it says, the weapons we fight with are not weapons of the world. On the contrary, they have divine power to demolish strongholds. We demolish arguments and every pretension that sets itself up against the knowledge of God, and we take captive every thought to make it obedient to Christ. So when I was questioning God and arguing with God and fighting with God, it was a really good time for the devil to make me not take every thought captive. But God's plan for you is to keep you in good health, to give you purpose and a future. John 15:16 says, you did not choose me, but I chose you. God chose you. I appointed you to go and produce fruit, and that your fruit should remain so that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will give you. Genesis 50:20 says, you intended to harm me, but God intended it for good to accomplish what is now being done, the saving of many lives. There are things for you to do, my friend. I'm not talking about right now in grief. I'm talking about your future, your purpose. There are people who need you to get through this, to share your testimony and your light. But how do you get from weary and beat up or captive to the conquering part? We'll talk more about that next week, but for now, you have to work to take every thought captive. When you think, I can't do this anymore, you go to the Bible for the truth. I can do all things, not because of my strength, but through Christ. When you think no one even cares, then you go to the Bible for truth. I mean, God cares about that sparrow, so how much more will he care for you? And in 1 Peter 5:5-6, it says, humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, so that at the proper time, he will exalt you, casting all your anxieties on him, because he cares for you. I started with a question, and I'm going to leave you with a question. What if this time of feeling held captive is not for you to rush out of, not for you to run away from, but for you to fall into the Word? Now, that's how one of our Facebook group members put it, and I really like that. Maybe this is the time to allow God to help you take the next step. Sometimes we feel that we're all alone and that doors are shutting, but maybe this is God's protection around you right now, because there is never, ever going to be another time in your life that your dependency on God will be greater and the urgency for change stronger. Those are powerful things to take you to your knees. But what comes out of that is amazing. Y'all know that in my journey, I didn't depend on God for quite a while because I had to fight Him in order to trust Him, because He blew my world up, or so I thought. So whatever that process looks like for you, it's okay as long as you stay connected. The word of the week is, turn again our captivity, O Lord, as the streams in the south. They that sow in tears shall reap in joy. He that goeth forth and weeps, bearing precious seed, shall doubtless come back again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him. Don't you think that your precious seed right now is wrapped up in your tears? Toby Mack said, strength grows in the moments when you think you can't go on, but you keep going anyway. So today, if you are just hanging on, then hanging on is what makes you a conqueror. Don't discount the fight you are in. Remember, this is spiritual warfare. Hanging on is what gets you to another day, and one of those another days is going to be your changing day. Now, I waited for 2 years for that changing day, and let me tell you, it's worth every tear, every doubt, every pit-filled moment. If you need more help on processing the pieces and confusion, then I encourage you to seek help from a friend, a Christian coach, or counselor. A positive step you can take right now is to become part of our private Facebook group. It is a group of faith-filled women who get the pain of grief, the priority of faith, and who encourage and support each other through the hard days. Join the group today because you'll feel welcomed and supported in a way that other people who haven't been through this cannot. And this is just a group for women, because I have seen many grief groups that have men and women, and sometimes they turn into this weird little hookup place. That is not what we are about. We are about focusing on God, His purpose, and His plan for you and your future. We will always, always point you to the great physician and the true healer. You can find the link in the Grief to Great Day website or in the show notes. Our spotlight resource is the workshop, which is called The First Year of Grief, How to Survive with Hope and Heal. See, in the first moments and year, for some of us the second year, after your loved one dies, the world's going to seem upside down. So this workshop is going to be your compass. You'll never question which way is up and what steps to take. I'm going to walk you through the four most important actions to take right now after your loved one has died to help you deal with and heal from loss. Usually it's about one step a week. You can take longer, you can go faster. But I've called it a workshop because I need you to understand there's work to be done. Action steps towards healing. If you're just starting your journey and you have no idea what to do, this will guide and direct your steps. Let me be clear, time alone does not heal all wounds. If you go through this workshop, I promise you will grow closer to God even when it's hard to pray. You'll work towards acceptance, even if that word makes you angry right now, and you will know what to expect in your healing process. Buy this workshop for your journey or as a gift for someone else who needs that direction. Go to grief2greatday.com to purchase it. And remember to check out Coffee and Kathy, a weekly quiet time with God to build trust, every Thursday on the Grief to Great Day podcast. This devotion-only episode will air all during 2024. So grab a cup of coffee, tea, grab a smoothie, get comfortable, and just listen to the Word of God through the lens of Kathy's life experiences. If you don't have a home church, visit my church, opendoorchurch.com. Links to everything you need are in the show notes. And don't forget, you're not alone. This is not your forever, and God does still have plans for you. Keep coming back to the house, keep sitting on the couch, and keep taking those steps towards your healing. Thank you for being here today, for showing up. If this podcast has given you hope, encouragement, or helped you in any way, share it with a friend, either in a text or on your social platforms. Also, please subscribe, rate, and leave a written review on iTunes. It's a huge blessing for me to know that you're out there. Lastly, and this is important, you are not alone. Connect with me on the Grief to Great Day website, the link is below, and sign up for our free newsletters. I want to be able to pray for you by name. Remember, grief isn't something you're going to get over, but a great day is something you can get to.